Well, joining us right now to discuss how the COVID pandemic has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, happy Thursday. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Now, first of all, what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, we actually lost one additional resident since I spoke to you last. Our death count is up to 449 residents that have been killed by COVID-19. Current active cases, 258, and total cases overall, almost 17,000. We're at 16,926 total cases in the city of Champions.
And how are the hospitals handling things right now?
Yeah, the last census numbers I heard were very manageable. Again, we have the three hospitals, right? We have the VA, we have Good Samaritan Medical Center and Brockton Signature. There were 12 inpatients, three were in the ICU, but that was information that I got late yesterday afternoon. So there might have been a little bit of a variant, but that's what the census were. And again, they are manageable, but nonetheless, you know, it's definitely still around and people are still getting very sick by it.
Now, I also want to ask you about the schools. Specifically, though, there was an incident recently involving a school resource officer. Could I get your comments on that?
Yeah, I really can't talk about that. There's an investigation being done right now, and again, the school police officers report to the superintendent of schools, so I can just say that there is an active investigation being conducted.
And how are things with the schools otherwise?
Yeah, no, I mean, things are good. I know my own three kids are excited about having Thanksgiving next week. Again, Brockton Public Schools will have Monday, Tuesday next week, and then schools are closed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So, you know, it's still somewhat of an issue relative to, you know, the mask wearing and stuff. But the boys and girls, you know, the students and the staff have always been ready, willing, and able to work with what the protocols are in place right now. So, you know, we're working diligently. The superintendent, school committee, and myself, we had a three-hour meeting the other night. So, you know, Dr. Rick Herman, as you know, Dan, is the medical consultant. He's been giving us really great data, and the Board of Health has been working with the school nurses and, of course, Dr. Linda Cahill, who heads up the school side.
And since you mentioned Thanksgiving, are you concerned at all about the holiday, particularly could there be a post-holiday surge?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I am nervous about upticks. You know, the biggest thing is if you haven't gotten a vaccine and you're on the fence, we can give you the information you need. And we're providing shots every single day up at the Shaw Center. It's a regional facility with DPH and Brewster Ambulance. So I'm a little bit concerned. It is much better than last year. That's a fact. So, you know, I look forward to seeing some family members, you know, and at the end of the day, you have to follow the protocols and the safety that the medical clinicians are telling us what to do. Tomorrow, actually, we're having a wonderful event outside City Hall. It's a Transgender Day of Remembrance. We're going to do a flag raising. And then on Monday, it's Lebanese Independence Day. And then next Saturday, as you and I talked about it, we're having a community holiday celebration. So, you know, a lot of this is outdoors, but you still have to be safe. And, you know, I do have some concerns. But, again, if people practice what the medical doctors and clinicians are telling us, you know, I would hope for the best.
And also, speaking of the community holiday celebration, what can people expect from that celebration this year?
It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a gathering, not just the Brocktonians, but anybody who wants to get in the holiday spirit. Again, it's a holiday celebration outdoors, downtown Brockton. It is scaled back a little bit, but it's going to be wonderful music, and there'll be a parade, and, you know, it's going to be kid-themed, you know, for children, and it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful event, and we did a projection of the weather. It looks like it's going to be with us this year, so that's great. But at the end of the day, it's about having fun, celebrating the holiday season, which we're coming into. And again, Hanukkah is early this year, so that's a wonderful thing. So it is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, downtown Brockton, and I welcome anybody and everybody that wants to come out and have a little bit of holiday spirit.
All right. And also, I wanted to talk to you. You gave special recognition to a young girl who helped her family during a carbon monoxide incident, I believe it was, Jaylen Brandeo.
I did. Jaylene Brando, she's a hero. She saved her mom and dad when we lost the power. Again, 66% of our houses were without power, and they had a generator, and there was some issues. So she's a hero, and she used facial recognition on her dad's cell phone, and we gave her an award, and we gave another award the other night, a citation at the school committee, and her own Kennedy School, elementary school in Brockton recognized her, and she's a hero. That's all I can say. She's really a great example of you know, thinking in a calm, proactive manner, and she saved the lives of her mom and dad, and that's a fact. So very, very proud of her.
All righty. Well, Mr. Mayor, I think we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this afternoon. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Be well. And I won't talk to you next week because it will be the holidays. So you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You as well.
Thank you.